We've got endless problems here, Arnold said, raising an eyebrow. But none of the things you worry about. I gather you're worried that the animals will escape, and will get to the mainland and raise hell. We haven't got any concern about that at all. We see these animals as fragile and delicate. They've been brought back after 65 million years to a world that's very different from the one they left, the one they were adapted to. We have a hell of a time caring for them. You have to realize, Arnold continued, that men have been keeping mammals and reptiles in zoos for hundreds of years. So we know a lot about how to take care of an elephant or a croc, but nobody's ever tried to take care of a dinosaur before. They are new animals, and we just don't know. Diseases in our animals are the biggest concern.
Diseases? Gennaro said, suddenly alarmed. Is there any way that a visitor could get sick?
Arnold snorted again. You ever catch a cold from a zoo alligator, Mr. Gennaro? Zoos don't worry about that, neither do we. What we do worry about is the animals dying from their own illnesses or infecting other animals. But we have programs to monitor that, too. You want to see the big Rex's health file, his vaccination record, his dental record? That's something. You ought to see the vet scrubbing those big fangs so he doesn't get tooth decay.
Not just now, Gennaro said. What about your mechanical systems?
You mean the rides? Arnold said.
Grant looked up sharply. Rides?
None of the rides are running yet, Arnold was saying. We have the Jungle River ride, where the boats follow tracks underwater, and we have the Aviary Lodge ride, but none of it's operational yet. The park will open with a basic dinosaur tour, the one that you're about to take in a few minutes. The other rides will come online 6-12 months after that.
Wait a minute, Grant said. You're going to have rides? Like an amusement park?
Arnold said, this is a zoological park. We have tours of different areas, and we call them rides, that's all.
Grant frowned. Again, he felt troubled. He didn't like the idea of dinosaurs being used for an amusement park.
Malcolm continued his questions.
You can run the whole park from this control room?
Yes, Arnold said. I can run it single-handed if I have to. We've got that much automation built in. The computer by itself can track the animals, feed them, and fill their water troughs for 48 hours without supervision.
This is the system Mr. Nedry designed? Malcolm asked. Dennis Nedry was sitting at a terminal in the far corner of the room, eating a candy bar and typing.
Yes, that's right, Nedry said, not looking up from the keyboard.
It's a hell of a system, Arnold said proudly.
That's right, Nedry said absently. Just one or two minor bugs to fix.
Now, Arnold said, I see the tour is starting, so unless you have other questions...
Actually, just one, Malcolm said. Just a research question. You showed us that you can track the Procompsognathids, and you can visually display them individually. Can you do any studies of them as a group? Measure them or whatever? If I wanted to know height or weight or...
Arnold was punching buttons. Another screen came up, headed Height Distribution Procompsognathids, over a graph showing a smooth, symmetrical distribution curve with a single peak at 34 centimeters, based on the height of the Procompsognathids in the park.
We can do all of that, and very quickly, Arnold said. The computer takes measurement data in the course of reading the video screen, so it's translatable at once. You see here we have a...